I am convinced that our soul wants us to have a certain amount of difficulty in life. Because there's certain things that our souls probably want us to experience and to really understand and notice that we are having this experience. At the same time, most of us create difficulty at a level that is far beyond what our soul really wants for our body to experience. So here's that nice smooth energy, that nice thick smooth energy again. And I am wondering if this nice smooth thick energy couldn't actually be the quality of movement and motion, the quality of humanity dancing together that might be possible. Not that a few of us don't stub our toes, fall down, and we're really bad dancers, but that a large group of people moving in sync can easily hold someone up who might be tripping. A large group of people moving in sync can impact the energy of a room and of a space, can impact by making something more visible, not by inflicting, but by making something more visible. A large group of people can demonstrate a means by which humanity can begin to make choices where we flow together. Feeling that thick, rich, very still energy. How does this energy naturally awaken your equivalent energy within your body, within your space? How are you already connected into this energy? What if this thick, rich, still energy reflected the shared unconscious or subconscious, not just of humanity, but of all in form? What if this nice, thick, rich energy were something that was shared by all beings of consciousness and all things in form? Where is it within you? How does your body want to remember that this energy is already within you?
Consciousness within each energy guide it.